Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You're not alone. I like Jimmy, too, and I think a lot of people like Jimmy.
I think people are upset right now. And this is the place for it, by the way.
Listen,
light up the text line with your anger.
Here's the problem that you have. In a divorce, I know you're not familiar with this,
but I am now
a two-time divorcee.
All right. One more and you get the hat trick. Go ahead.
There will be no one more.
Okay.
Maybe
if you get married again, I'll get a nod to come to your wedding.
There will
be come to your third wedding.
Hold on, weren't you at my second?
I was not. No, you must have missed that.
No, there's no way I would have never invited. That's
you
not
did
true.
Invite me. I didn't invite.
That's
I never not attend a wedding. I go to every. I just went to a wedding. I had to miss a Hurricanes game, which I really hate to do. I miss a Hurricanes football game, which. For some reason, I've missed the Georgia Tech game the last 2 years, obviously.
You're like one of my closest friends in this business. There's no way I would have never invited
that.
You.
Well,
I must have invited you. Something happened.
If I get invited, listen, I just went to a wedding in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
You do go to a lot of weddings. Yes, that's your thing.
Now, I will say,
it might have been a childcare issue.
I am glad I am at a stage in my life where I don't have to go to weddings anymore.
Everybody's married now?
I think that was the last one.
Everybody's suckered up.
There's one other guy in my group. He's anti-marriage.
Absolutely.
And I'm not trying to sell him on it.
Yeah.
So I'm good without ever going to another wedding at this stage of my life. Remember, like, my 20s, it got messy.
Yeah, yeah.
There were a lot of them, and it started to get a little expensive. And
I'm officially anti-marriage.
All right, so you're not going for the hat
trick. Okay, but my point is, in the divorce, people pick sides.
That's true. Yep.
And... You might have to pick a side as a family. It's like you and your wife, you're going to pick a side. Like one can't pick one side and the other pick the other side. You have to pick a side. And in this situation, because this is clearly an impending divorce, there's a separation. The suspension is a separation. Now, Heat fans have had to pick a side. And
that's true.
They're either going with Pat.
Or they're going with Jimmy.
And I think more people in this market are going with Pat because of what Pat's done for us. Maybe if Jimmy won a championship, some people would side with Jimmy. Like, even in the D. Wade situation, I actually sided with D. Wade. And I sided with Tim Hardaway in the Tim Hardaway situation. Unfortunately, Pat has done more for this community and this sports team and this sports landscape than any of the stars that he's ever brought here. So,
look, Pat Riley is in a class of, like, I put him in with Don Shula, right? As far as importance in either, you know, not playing, right? Coaching or front office. And Riley did coach for a while, obviously.
Well, coached championships.
Yeah, he did. He brought you your first one. Yeah, I mean, look, no one's here to, you know, downplay what Riley's done. I mean, he's got his name on the court. Okay, like nobody is here to downplay what
that's
he's
like the
done.
Weakest tribute ever.
I am just in the camp of, and I'm not trying to take sides. I'm trying to be the peacemaker here. I'm trying to say, like, can't we all just get along?
I think we
because
can.
Because we're better, we're stronger together, Omar. We're stronger as a unit together.
Unless you don't want to give me my money.
That's true. I don't know how this is going to end. 48 hours, we'll find out. That's the beauty of this situation here. Friday, we find out, folks.
Can you imagine if Jimmy actually plays? I expect him to play.
I don't know.
I expect him to play. He's well-rested.
Well, let's see. He could play. He can go out there and play his ass off.
He's got to.
Enough is enough.
It helps him in the appeal.
I'm getting paid. I want to, you know, I want to win. And he goes out there.
I want to see him try to score.
He could go out there and play and go with full Antonio Brown and rip off his jersey and walk off the floor.
You know he's not going to do that.
That's an option. I don't know. The Heat may decide, like we heard earlier, the Heat may very well decide that they are better off keeping him away from the team. And they could come out, you know, come up with some kind of agreement to pay him some sort of amount of money to just
away. Because he's still got you by the
and
vices.
While Jimmy does this
on that $50 million for 2026 season.
But while Jimmy does this, he is taking a blowtorch to his value.
Yeah, and right? I don't think he really cares about his value to you in your trade commodity. I think some team is going to pay Jimmy about $30 million a year.
This guy says what it comes down to is Hollywood gets along well with Jimmy, so he doesn't want to say anything bad about him.
No, I don't think.
By the way, you are a Jimmy fan.
I am a fan.
I've said that, but I've also said what he's doing.
Player and person.
I said what he's doing is embarrassing. I said this is
embarrassing.
It's unprofessional.
I'm
very upset with what he's doing. I think it's terrible. But, like, at the same time,
how is it terrible when he's looking out for his best interests and his money and his future?
I don't think anyone has handled this situation well.
Neither has Pat.
I don't hear you
calling Pat out.
I don't think either side has handled it well.
Okay, that's
fair. I told you earlier that I don't think Pat Riley can do what he did. I don't think
the call-outs work.
And to these other people that are like, he gets all the special treatment, Pat should have never allowed that. Hey, man, you want stars on your team, you got to deal with it. It's the same deal. You cover the Dolphins.
Yes.
Okay. You want Tyreek Hill on your team?
Yes.
You got to deal with it. It's just the reality.
You knew what you signed up for.
Of dealing with stars.
And as the Heat knew what they signed up for with Jimmy.
Of course they
did. Like Minnesota, Philadelphia, Chicago. Like,
I mean,
how did it end there?
Yeah. The guy had been everywhere. Yeah. Look.
How did it end there?
If you want stars on your team, you have to deal with the baggage that comes along with it. That is just the reality of the situation. You wanted LeBron down here? You don't think LeBron got special treatment while he was here?
He left because he wasn't getting enough special treatment. So you probably messed up the greatest dynasty ever.
All right, I'm sorry, man. All these texters are right. I hate you, Jimmy. You're done here. You bum. We'll never retire your jersey. It's over. I did want to get to.
Boy, you were soft.
I just caved to it. You absolutely did. Yeah, I'm in an abuse. I'm staying in the abusive relationship. Someone said here. That's what I'm doing.
All Dolphin fans are in abusive relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
You're used to it.
Because, you know, I actually like winning, and I think Jimmy has brought you a lot of winning over his tenure down here. They've done a whole lot more winning than our football team that you cover, Omar, has done.
Why they got to take a stray?
They did take a stray, because now I'm angry. I'm officially angry. I was up till midnight taking an ass-whooping last night, man. I had to work that. Canes game tipped at 9 o'clock for some reason.
Why did they tip at 9 o'clock? Was it on TV?
Because the universe hates me, Omar, because I like Jimmy Butler. It was on ESPN. Duke is a fun watch. The Hurricanes, a little bit of a different story.
Not
right
so
now.
Much. Huh?
And you know what? I'm close to that one too, and I like all those guys. So I apparently just can't even talk about that this morning, Omar. What I do want to talk about, did you see this story out of Philadelphia? So Philly played the Packers in Philly for their first playoff game. You have this fan. I don't know where. The seats look like they're in the upper deck somewhere, and I know things can tend to get a little feisty up there at times.
Oh, Philadelphia's the worst.
Philly is rough.
I hear the Raiders are the worst, but I think it's Philly.
So there is a fan who, seemingly unprovoked, starts just railing on this woman a young girl in Packers gear, right?
She was a woman.
And he called her ugly, and he called her the C word. Those are not good. The C word is especially not good. We talk about that one occasionally on the show. That's a deal breaker, that word. You can't use that one under any circumstance, right? Now, the guy films the entire thing, right? He films the altercation.
And he's a, I think he's like a podcaster.
Yeah, he's like a, what do they call these people these days? A content creator.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Something,
okay,
yeah, yeah, he calls, gotcha. Well, I just clicked this thing. He calls himself a content creator.
All right, cool.
And someone made the point earlier, by the way, you've befriended all of our YouTube content creators, and I like that. I like that you're reaching out and
I had your guy TD Talks.
Great.
I
had to smooth that thing over, man. I
you didn't smooth anything over.
I respect the hustle. I want everyone to get along.
Just you like created Heat, war.
Just like the Heat and Jimmy Butler, and now you guys are friends. So, hey, if you and Finn's, was it Finn's Talk?
TD Finn's Talk.
If you and TD Finn's Talk can be friends, there's no reason why the Heat and Jimmy Butler can't
All we do is troll each other on social media.
Great. So the Heat and Jimmy Butler can do that, and they can fight on social media. But
so Jimmy does
friends.
Troll Pat. I loved his latest troll.
Yes, he does. But anyway, so we had this deal at this game. Now, one of my favorite things of this is
Think about how uncomfortable that sit-down is with Pat Riley and Jimmy?
No. The Twitter mob goes after this person, right? And they find out who he is.
Where
he
works.
They found out his employer.
Yep.
The employer is this BCT Partners. I don't know exactly what they do. But anyway, they had to come out with a full statement.
Yep.
That they're investigating the situation and they will handle it internally. And so this is like the vigilante justice here. And I did like this, but it got me thinking of the rougher fan bases around the league and the places that you would not want to wear
poor behavior
an opposing
has consequences.
Jersey. But, like, look, it takes guts to go into the Eagles Stadium and wear the opposing team's jersey. Does
you,
it not?
You should, no, it does not.
I know you should be able to in theory.
It does,
yes,
it
you
does,
should.
It does not. I'm sorry. It does not. And I see it all the time when people don't realize this on the road, and this is what I love about Dolphin fans. Dolphin fans still have a national fan base. And so anywhere you go in the United States of America and even probably in Europe, there will be at least 30% Dolphin fans in the stadium. And the only way you know that is because of the Dolphins garb and gear. And even in Hard Rock Stadium, no matter who's playing, there's still a section of fans that are from the opposing team. That's the beauty of the NFL. And so you should be allowed and feel comfortable going into a venue wearing the opposing team's jersey. Now, don't start talking trash. I didn't say that.
I don't think they did, though.
I know they didn't do it. But that's where we get into the two most hostile environments that you can be in the NFL, and this is public knowledge and well known.
Okay,
is
Philly
Raider
in Oakland or Vegas,
whatever they are.
Let me throw that back at you though. How bad is Vegas now?
Yeah, I don't,
because they're not Oakland anymore.
Correct,
they're Vegas, and I'm guessing. I having not been to a game in Vegas.
Correct,
I assume that is the road trip of choice. For fans, when they play over there,
I agree with you on that.
They got a cool looking stadium. It's right there on the
Vegas
Strip.
Nobody goes to a game for a stadium.
Yeah, you do. Sure, you do.
Yeah,
you want to see?
Do.
You want to see the stadium? What are you talking
people
about?
People tell us all the time that they went to go see the stadium.
Were the one crapping on the Lambeau trip.
Oh, I would never go there. Oh my God! Everybody who went would regret it. Don't think they
did. I'm guessing nobody regretted going.
Oh, I'm telling you, I was there. I met the most beautiful Dolphin fan. I wish I would have gotten her number in the hotel.
You're a strange guy.
Why am I a strange guy?
All right, a couple more real quick. Oh, by the way,
can I finish my story?
No. To finish this story, the Eagles did ban the guy for life, and they sent the woman some Packers gear. So they did take care of the situation.
Ban the guy for life. See, yeah. I always wonder about the ban.
Did you see the other guy that got banned for life? Dan, do you remember the Yankees fan that grabbed Mookie Betts by the arm and like ripped the ball out of his glove? Do you remember that in the World Series?
No. He got banned for life.
Banned for life. Yeah. You don't want to get banned for life from a game. That's,
hold on. Wait a minute.
Wait.
Wow. I hate when they do this, got banned for life. You can literally go on an app and buy a ticket and just scan the ticket and never have to tell anybody who the hell you are.
You don't understand how this works, do you?
No, please explain to me.
So they have these things called cameras at games.
Are you thinking that they're going to scan 70,000 people?
If you get caught going there, you would be breaking a trespass and you would be arrested and put in jail. So that is probably why
whatever
you would not want to break this deal here. But anyway... Look, Omar.
Banned for, I'm
Omar,
sorry.
You put a strange spin I can, on everything.
I can fight
they have
that.
They have banned the guy for life.
And he can go to the next, very next game, and you're not going to, and he's not going to have any consequences. It's so meaningless and pointless.
Don't say you won't have any consequences. If you're banned, you're banned. I mean, that's just kind of how it works.
Okay, yeah, and what? How are they gonna find me if I'm banned?
I know, you put on a fake mustache and go back in.
Not even a fake mustache. Just put on sunglasses all right. and a hoodie. He all can right. go to whatever. This whole banning for life thing, or just banning me? Like, come on. Like, he can buy tickets whenever he wants to. He can go to any game he wants to. He can go to any road game he wants to.
He can go on the road, yes. He has not been banned from baseball. Like he's not like Pete Rose or something where he's banned from the sport. I guess
it's
he can go.
It's not that easy. Number one, you can't buy season tickets. You can buy tickets, but they also have staff meetings like on the internet and put your picture everywhere.
Bro, I worked at a stadium in security. Okay. Trust me.
Omar worked, Dan, just so you know, Omar must have worked security. This must have been 20 years ago. Before they even invented cameras.
Yeah, that's true.
And also, the facial recognition technology that they have today.
Do you think anybody at Hard Rock Stadium is actually paying attention to...
Omar, Google the NFL and facial recognition from a story that came out just a few months ago.
Yes. What if this guy does go to the stadium and he gets recognized by other fans who watch games and they go alert security?
Then he would get arrested and he would get charged with trespassing, with criminal trespass. But anyway, Omar's got a spin for everything here this morning. We do have to take a break.
You guys are ridiculous. You cannot ban anybody from any sporting event.
I'm sorry.
You could literally buy a ticket for any event that you want a minute before the event starts.
That's true. And you can also get dragged out in handcuffs. It was, by the way, two Yankees fans. And I did see what happened with the Marlins yesterday. We can talk about that when we get back as well. Texter here from the 609 told me to stay strong. He said we love you more than Jimmy and Omar. So at least I am on top of that mountain of you and Jimmy. You are like in the Jimmy category here. Very difficult to deal with here this morning.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Starting to recover, Omar, from the game I worked last night with Joe Z. Kane's Hoops, man. It's been a tough season.
You going to tell us the score? Or are you going to hide that?
It was a lot to a little. I don't remember the scores a lot. They lost by a lot. Is that what you wanted to hear this morning? 89-54. There you go. It's in my email.
89-54. Wow. They got blown out.
Yes. Boy, you're good, Omar. So is Duke. Let's see here. A couple texts coming in, and we'll get back to the topics of the day. By the way, Chris Perkins is going to join us at 8 o'clock for all of our Dolphins fans out there. We will talk some Dolphins with him, get his take on everything.
If you've never heard me fight with Chris Perkins, you're in for a treat, because we don't even do it intentionally. We just fight.
This guy, 321, says, years ago, I jumped down on the field at Tampa during the preseason game for Miami, got kicked out, been back a couple of times. You, sir, don't sound like you were banned for life. I think that's a little different.
That's a kick out. Were you banned? Yeah.
That's like, let's escort you
out. But he might be speaking from experience. Maybe he has been banned.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true. It's, I'd assume if you run onto the field, I'm going to ban you for life.
Guy says COVID mask and sunglasses come in handy if you're banned from a stadium. That's true too. Yeah.
Yeah, a hat and sunglasses, I'm good. Well, not me. But.
By the way, nothing was better than going to games during the COVID era. I mean, it was like watching the games in your damn living room. They used to, so the Heat games, they would basically, you'd have three rows like in front of you, three rows behind you that nobody could sit in. So you'd be able to sprawl out and really your own area. It was beautiful, man. It was
a very
nice way to watch the game.
I blacked out the whole COVID era.
Do you remember the finals run?
I do. I remember the finals run. I remember the last dance.
A very special place in our hearts because of that finals run. But everyone's ready to turn on him here this morning. So we have the Jimmy Butler stuff, and we played the stuff from Shams and Brian Windhorst earlier in the show. We could play that again for you here as we close out the 7 o'clock hour and we get to Perk. But I get it here, man. I get people are very, very upset with this situation with Jimmy Butler. The good news is, though, folks, my opinion, your opinion, it's all going to come to a head on Friday. So we got...
is it? It's not. Well, why would you say it's going to come to a head on Friday?
We're going to find out what's
going to end nothing.
No, we're going to find out what's going to happen. I mean, he's either going to play or they're going to tell him to stay away from the team.
It's not going to change. If I'm Jimmy, I would go out there and I would probably play a game and not take a single shot or play a game and try to score every time I touch the ball. I mean, you got it.
Well, if any one of those two things happen, then he will end up getting suspended again, and then that will be
Oh,
that.
Well, but you can't
again,
force
that's
me.
That's why I do think Friday we will get some answers.
Realize he wants a divorce.
Yes, I do realize that, Omar.
Okay.
Thank you. And
you do realize the Heat are basically saying, no, we're going to sit on you and wait till next season for your expiring contract. And apparently, according to you, his threat is, I'm going to opt into my contract. And
it's a pretty good threat at this moment.
Yeah. This is like the impending doom for both sides. And Jimmy, you do realize Jimmy will sabotage his whole career to make a point. He has shown that throughout the course of his career.
He has shown that. I'm just excited for Friday, man. That's it. I'm excited for Friday. I want to see how this plays out.
I do, too.
Meanwhile, we have
must-see TV.
We have tickets to give away for Sunday's game.
I swear I probably want to be at Friday's game.
You probably should be at Friday's game.
It's going to be good. I have my daughter.
It should be must-see TV.
Yeah,
it will be
must-see TV.
I don't know how much we'll get in person, but it should be good on TV to find out what goes down.
Does Jimmy come back and be good soldier?
I don't know. I don't have a hot take on this one, man. I don't know. I really don't know what's going to happen. My thought all along was that they'd kind of smooth it over and figure it out because it's best for both parties. Right? I don't think there's any debating.
No, I don't think there's any smoothing it out.
I know. Now it does seem like it's broken. But
there's no smoothing it out. Jimmy wants to be gone.
In the beginning of this thing, it did seem to me like the best course of action for everyone was to try to smooth it over. Because,
Riley should have thought about that before he took a flamethrower at Jimmy.
But there's no trade market for Jimmy Butler, right?
If there is,
it's very limited, according to the guys who cover this thing.
That's because you're trying to get rid of a commodity that everybody knows you're trying to get rid of.
There's very limited trade value
for Jimmy Butler right now. Tariq.
The Heat want to win right now. They have a small window to try to win. Well, Jimmy's gone, so you have a small window to try to win with him. And
do they really want to win right now? Is this a team that looks like it wants to win right now?
Are you serious when you say these things?
No, I'm dead serious.
They're like a playing team.
You said it yourself. Are you playing team?
Are you asking me if they're going to tank? Is that what you're asking?
No, I didn't ask you that they're going to tank. You're like, oh, they're trying to win it right now. Win what? Get a playoff? Get
7-8, 7-8-6 is on to something here. Friday, instead of he's supposed to talk to Mickey Arison, the Heat owner. He said Udonis should have a sit down with Jimmy. UD, if you're out there. I think we could use you, my friend. We could use you to smooth this thing over.
I would love to see.
Nobody. Hey, man, you could disrespect. Jimmy can disrespect anyone he wants. There's no disrespecting Udonis Haslam.
I don't think Jimmy's scared of
Udonis. No, but I don't know, man. UD, I think everyone respected UD.
They tried to get in that fight one time in public.
at the game, remember?
Wasn't it over Spoelstra?
Yeah, man. I don't think there's any disrespecting UD. I think that guy is like, that guy's in rare
not,
air.
Not that I'm trying to disrespect UD, but I don't think Jimmy's scared of UD.
All right. We do have to take a break. Chris Perkins is going to join us about 20 minutes from now, talk some Dolphins. And Perk covered the Heat for a while, so we'll get his scorching hot take on this Jimmy Butler thing and see what he thinks is going to happen over the next couple of days. We'll take a pause.
And why does every South Florida star want to leave?
We had two stars quit in the same week. We had two guys quit in the same week. That is unusual. The Heat, they are in L.A. tonight to play the Lakers. Last game of the Jimmy Butler suspension. I'm just going to leave it at that for now, and we will see over the next 48 hours how this thing goes down. Dan, if we can, I want to play this this sound one more time for people that haven't heard it, because we are going to jump into some football stuff and talk some Dolphins with Chris Perkins. We'll jump off of the hoops for a while. And we also have Brian Baldinger joining us, who joins us every week here on the show. So
why do you call him Brian Baldinger? He's Baldy.
I know, but that's his full name. It's his God-given name there. So I just went with that. But I do want to play this for everyone. If you didn't catch this earlier, this is Shams on ESPN discussing the Jimmy Butler situation.
Malika, the Heat are going to be faced with decisions at the end of this week. We don't know where it's going to go, but do you bring Jimmy Butler back into the fold? Do you find a trade for him? Do you reach some sort of settlement with him to continue to stay away from the team? Because sources told me that Butler told Pat Riley to his face that he wants to be traded, that he will never again sign a contract in Miami, and that if he uses that $52 million player option that he has in the offseason, it would be only as a trade maneuver. And Butler is also expected to meet with Heat owner Mickey Arison later this week. So in the meantime, the Heat are 3-2 so far in their six-game road trip. They've done it without him so far. And from Eric Spoelstra to Terry Rozier, Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, around this team, they've spoken about, yes, it's tough being without Jimmy Butler, but they haven't had the distraction, the chaos, quote-unquote, and also the clarity that they've had with Jimmy Butler away from the team. And in factions of that locker room, being without Jimmy Butler, it's provided at least you're not dealing with a disgruntled player. So in the next 48 to 72 hours, we're going to see more conversations in Miami to figure out where exactly this is going to go.
All right, so obviously not a great situation at the moment here with Jimmy Butler. Now, the problem becomes, the easy answer is just trade him, right? That's the easy thing to do. He's pissed off. The Heat are pissed off. Everyone seems to be heading towards this, you know, inevitably
impasse.
Anyway. So why not just trade him? Brian Windhorst kind of addressed that. Dan, if we can play this here from Brian Windhorst, there's nothing out there at the moment. Here's what Windhorst had to say on ESPN.
Well, the problem is that they've had conversations with a number of teams, I'm told, and they don't have a trade that they're even close to. They don't like any of the options on the table. So what do you do when you don't have a trade? You keep going and wait for something to develop. The thing about it is they didn't suspend Jimmy Butler for saying he wanted to be traded. They partially suspended him for the way he was playing. And if Jimmy Butler's position hasn't changed and you suspended him because of the way he was playing, which they felt was not full power, then how do you bring him back? And, you know, that's the difficult thing, is that the suspension was probably already longer than you would expect for his behavior. So I don't think another suspension, unless something happens, is merited. So this is truly a pickle, and I think a lot of the league is watching to see what happens.
I love the pickle.
I know. You said you didn't understand that earlier.
I don't. I didn't. Yeah. No.
I tried to explain it to you. It did not work. Look.
Why don't they call it the cucumber?
There is clearly a lack of options here for the Heat.
But here's the thing. The trade deadline is February 6th. Do you offer your best a month before the Heat turns up?
I agree, man. Teams should wait this out because it's going to probably get messier.
It's going to get messier.
There's certainly a chance of that. I just don't know how many teams are going to be out there that are going to give Jimmy Butler what he wants.
Maybe Jimmy puts together a great audition for you, showcasing himself before the February 6th deadline, and you can.
I'm here for it if he does, man. I'd love to see it.
I know you because you're Jimmy fan.
I just think this is going to be, regardless of how this plays out, regardless, this is going to be interesting to watch.
No, absolutely.
This is going to be an interesting one to see. For everyone that doesn't think Jimmy's any good or a star or whatever, there's a reason why ESPN is covering his story the way that they are. I mean, it's an interesting story here with a guy that certainly can play.
That's because ESPN likes drama. But outside of that, we all do. Here's the thing. I think that there will be some team like Dallas or Milwaukee that thinks that they are one player away from winning a championship and figuring out a way to make this whole thing work. And Jimmy will be viewed as that piece. And I think somebody will sweeten the pot. I personally think it's Dallas. And
954 says trade him for a toaster, open up cap space. This guy says, Omar, you're a writer. Pickle gives you a sour taste in your mouth. Figure it out. I thought it had to do with the baseball term when you're in a pickle.
I don't know about.
I like pickles.
I love pickles. I love the sour taste. I mean, sour taste is something that I would enjoy.
Yeah, they're not all that sour, but
I like the sourer
the
better.
Pickle.
You know the ones that they sell at Publix in the little single pickle container.
They sell those at Disney World.
Okay,
at the Magic Kingdom near I don't know one of those rides, they have the giant pickles.
All right.
They're enormous. They're good. Very good. Good snack.
How much do they charge you? $8?
No, they're doing one of the cheaper snacks around Disney. By the way, 754 says Omar's the Jimmy Butler of radio. We're going to take a pause. We're going to talk to Chris Perkins.
How'd I catch a stray?
You did catch a stray there.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.